praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is your health and salvation. Let all who joining in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things is wondrously reigning. And as on wings of an eagle, uplifting, sustaining, have you not seen? Sent by his gracious ordaining. Praise to the Lord, who has fearfully, wondrously made you. Health has bestowed, and when heedlessly falling has stayed you. What need? Of his mercy did shade you. Praise to the Lord, who will prosper your work and defend you. Surely his goodness and mercy shall daily
congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of matins, page 219, also written in the bulletin. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, come, let us worship him.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful
noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. strength of the hills is his also. Thus he is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High
will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress,
my God in whom I trust.
For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler
and from the deadly pestilence.
He will cover you with his pinions,
and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler.
You will not fear the terror of the night,
nor the arrow that flies by day,
nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness,
nor the destruction that wastes at noonday.
1,000 may fall at your side,
10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
You will only look with your eyes
and see the recompense of the wicked.
Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place,
the Most High, who is my refuge,
no evil shall be allowed to befall you.
No plague come near your tent.
For he will command his angels concerning you
to guard you in all your ways.
On their hands they will bear you up,
lest you strike your foot against a stone.
You will tread on the lion and the adder.
The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot.
Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him.
I will protect him because he knows my name.
When he calls to me, I will answer him.
I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him.
With long life, I will satisfy him
and show him my salvation.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 20, beginning at verse 7. O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I've become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I cry out. I shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart as it were a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terrors on every side. Denounce him, let us denounce him, say all my close friends, watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived, then we can overcome him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, Let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of the evildoers. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 6, beginning at verse 12. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we're not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are the slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is from Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, and then continuing verses 21 through 33. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and the children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So, have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim in the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord,
Your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in his bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. God his own doth tend and nourish, in his holy courts they flourish, from all shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Unto them his grace he showeth, and their sorrows all he knoweth. Though he giveth or he taketh, God his children the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy.
The sermon this morning reflects upon the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 10. I reread a portion of that. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, for you are of more value than many sparrows. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you remember the gospel reading from last week on which I preached, it was the first part of this section, this appointing of the 12 apostles. And so that's why in the reading it kind of hits us strange at first. The assigned reading as verse 5 and jumps all the way to 21. Well, we read verse 5 through 20 last week. And this week we continue 21 and following. The first section of that reading that we had last week was really more towards the 12 apostles whom he called. And if you remember parts of the sermon from last week, Jesus went about preaching and teaching, and he had compassion on the crowds, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. They were helpless, the text said. And the very next thing we saw in last week's reading, in the first part of this, was then he called the 12 apostles. And we thought last week about how Jesus' compassion on the crowds led him to call those 12 apostles, whom he then sent out to the crowds to preach the kingdom of God, who then he gave power to heal and to cast out demons. For it was his compassion to do that. And those then 12 apostles have even blessed us through their writings, which teach us about Jesus. The emphasis towards the apostles continues through the first couple of verses today, 21 and 22 and 23. And we can kind of see that because he wanted them to go about to all the villages and towns of the Israelites first. And so he told them not to go to the Samaritans and other places, but only to the house of Israel. And then he says, and you won't even reach all of them, you see in verse 23. So the first couple of verses apply to the apostles more than to us, although we can learn some things. If, in fact, the apostles, the ones Jesus gave the power to cast out demons, to heal the sick, if for them brother will deliver brother over to death, a child, his father, and children will rise up against parents and have them put to death, if they will be hated by all for my name's sake, if the very apostles, that will happen to them, we should not be surprised if it happens to us who are following in their train. So Jesus really sets the tone of what it means the apostle, and then finally what it means a disciple for us too. But as he continues here, we can see in his teaching there's a switch in emphasis. Because in verses 24 and 25, it becomes broader, a disciple, not just a 12, but a disciple. What it's going to be like for his disciples. Verse 24 says, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. And then he gives us a very distinct example. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? Now, Beelzebub was an old name that came down through the Aramaic, and they used it in the Hebrew. It means like it's the devil. It was a term for the devil, and it goes back to the Baal worship, false worship. So if, he says, if they have called the master of the house, the owner of the house, they have called him the devil, then what about everybody who's in that house? They will say the same thing about him. So a teacher is not above his student, and a master, or student is not above the teacher, and a slave not above his master. If they do this for the teacher, and they do this for the master, they're going to do it for the followers. That's what happens. But if that happens, does a Christian have to be afraid? He says, do not fear. Should we fear these evil powers and things that may come after the disciples of Jesus? If you notice in the notes I put blank, why not? I am suggesting to you the answer is no, we don't fear them. I don't say no or why not. I'm only saying why not? No, we don't fear. Now, when I say fear there, and when Jesus says fear here, he doesn't mean be aware of. He doesn't mean avoid. He doesn't mean be careful. But he says, do not be afraid. We know that there's evil, and we're careful about it. We know that we can be attacked, and even Peter says the devil is like a roaring lion. So we're aware of that. But Jesus says, do not fear. Evil will be exposed. He says that very clearly. So the evil things that are done and they think they can be hidden will be exposed. And if not in this life, at the end, when God judges all. Evil cannot overcome God, and evil cannot hide from God. Please remember that. Evil cannot overcome God, and it cannot hide from God. God knows what's going to happen, and God one day will judge. Why doesn't he always judge just now? Because he has mercy, and he would have all come to believe in Jesus Christ. There's a time of repentance, but there will be a time for final judgment. And Jesus reminds us and teaches us here, we have a Heavenly Father who cares for our, and I'm going to say it, eternal body and soul. He says here, now don't fear those who can kill the body, and that's only temporary. But what he says, but fear him who can kill both body and soul in hell. Sure, his disciples may suffer, be persecuted, maybe even put to death for believing in Jesus. But even if our body is given up for Christ, in fact, that's not the end of our body. For the promise is that in my flesh I will see my Redeemer. He will raise us up. This body that you have and that I have is in God's plan eternal, not the creaks and the diseases and everything that's bothering us. That's not the eternal. But our body is eternal, and he will raise it up in full glory and healing as he intends. No death, illness, sorrow, suffering of the body, done. It is eternal. And so with our soul. And Jesus is saying, look, these people can kill you, yes. They can persecute, yes. But they're not in charge of your eternal body and soul. God is. And that is your Heavenly Father. They can kill our body today, but he keeps it forever. I have in brackets there, just in case you're wanting to know, how much were two sparrows worth? Two sparrows were worth about a half hour work. So he says your life is, even two sparrows, your Father knows what's happening to them, and if they fall, if they die, whatever, they know, he knows. So also the hairs of your head, they're numbered. And we know, oh my goodness, he's counting every day how many hairs are there or not there. Jesus is emphasizing that our bodies are in his care. Even our hair is in his care. When we pray, our Father who art in heaven, we are saying and confessing and coming to God saying, you're in charge of it all. I trust you with my body. I trust you for my daily bread. I trust you to take away evil and to defeat the evil one. I trust that you will keep your word in my life and that your kingdom will come into my life. And Jesus, this, your Heavenly Father is watching over you, and you're worth far more than two sparrows. In fact, he knows every hair on your head. Now, this last part of this passage is important, and it's important also for us to fit it in to everything that he's teaching when he says, so everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. If I am asked on a document, they need my family history, and they may ask me for my human father's name. David Carl Rockroar. I am not going to deny that I am the son of David Carl Rockroar. That is my father. And if they're taking, the person is taking my particulars, my family history, if I say to that person, well, who is your father? I don't know. The person doesn't know. That happens in life today. Okay, you don't know who your father is. Okay, I will put down your father. Father doesn't know. Jesus is saying, this is your Heavenly Father. And if you acknowledge him, you're acknowledged in heaven. This is my Heavenly Father. And I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. He says, I will acknowledge you in heaven. But if we say, I don't know who my father is, and our life shows, I don't worship God, I don't thank God, I don't have a Heavenly Father, I don't pray to him, fine. You yourself have said you don't have a father in heaven. This word that Jesus used, acknowledge, means to say the same thing you've heard, to repeat it back. And so Jesus' disciples, when we hear Jesus teaching that he is our Heavenly Father and he cares for every hair in our head, and we're worth more than two sparrows, in fact, worth more than a lot of sparrows, he knows everything and he's in charge, then that is how we live and confess our lives. And our name is in heaven. If we say, I don't know God, and we live that way, well, we have said, I don't know God. And that's what Jesus is pointing out. You are children of the Heavenly Father. Don't be afraid. And he teaches us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven. And he teaches us also, go and tell others that too. They have a Father who is in heaven. They don't have to be afraid. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who teaches us about you. Increase our faith always, every day. No matter what the situation, we ask that we would not forget, but confess, acknowledge, rejoice in the fact that you are watching over all things. Be with us in our times of hardship or trouble or confusion, so that we may continually come to you, continually trust in you. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We may truly pray.
advocate on high, sacrificed on Calvary's altar. Through your priestly blood we cry, hear our prayers though they may falter. Place them on your Father's throne as your own. By your Spirit now attend to our prayers and supplications, as like incense they ascend to your heavenly habitations. May their fragrance waft above, God of love.
The congregation is invited to stand. We pray the prayers of Zion Lutheran Church, printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That sin would not reign in our mortal bodies or make us obey its passions, but as those brought from death to life, we would present our bodies to God as instruments of righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For courage and fortitude, that God would bless his pastors and people to sing his praises, endure suffering for the name of Jesus, and continue by grace to the end. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all couples who are newly married or planning for their wedding in the coming weeks, that the Lord would bless their marriages with enduring love and faithfulness toward one another and also toward God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the households of this congregation, that our Father in heaven would overcome division with unity of faith, give wisdom and peace where there is anger and strife, would bless parents with faithfulness to teach your children. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the authorities of our nation, that God would bless them with wisdom to seek the common good, deliver them from temptations to promote evil and oppose his will, and give them penitent hearts and confidence in his grace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a love of God's word, that though the world treats it with derision, we would hold fast to the scriptures and declare God's praises. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our food pantry, that all would be have God's blessings tomorrow as the people who use it and serve there and also donate it would all be blessed by the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those persecuted for the name of Jesus, that God would look with favor upon them, be the dread warrior against the evil one, and make his mercy known to the world through their suffering. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For rescue from fear, that he who delivered our souls from death would strengthen our faith to walk before him in the light of everlasting life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray for those who have asked for prayers or whom are close to us, family and friends, that God would keep them safe, heal them, and encourage them in all situations. We pray for Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue, and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, the Rodriguez family, Charles, Sandy, Jeanette, Sandy, Martin, Marty, and Pastor Shiwi. We pray for all these that God's mercy will give them strength and healing in all things. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Be merciful to us, O Lord, and hear our prayers. Grant to us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be led into all truth, and be steadfast in the confession of Christ. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O God, because your abiding presence always goes with us, keep us aware of your daily mercies, that we may live secure and content in your eternal love. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Through your grace we now have heard. Oh, may the precious seed.